Shir Ayin Dal, Yemalot Parshas Mishpatim.
Meis vizu edu shayisha ksheir ala. The real gil says what they have here in the side. Hoysam u beres wa ambula mativa shelu barze. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer oim neemenes zu eidu shayisha ksheir ala. Samad to be magdim. This gemara be'etzem. It's very negia b'pshat. To understand good the pshat. From this bag and later is an afkeminis in the hemshach ha-sugyas. But in this sugyas, this to understand pshat the masa umatn. We learned in the Mishnah that if a isha is mu'uberes, medaberes eichet, or be mu'uberes, dainu, we know for sure that she did a bia. Say lefi zeiri, it's medahenistar of a nivalo, lefi ravasi, but isha did a bia, she's a mu'uberes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer oimrim ne'emenes, and Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not ne'emenes. Why she's believed that Libet the Rabban Gamliel? Before Rabbi Yeshua says she's Eino Ne'emenes. Let's start with this Akdome. Rabban Gamliel holds she's Ne'emenes. Why? It's Mevuer and Teisves, and Dafayin Hei, that Midoi Reise she's Ne'emenes. And everyone agrees, they state in Teisves, that Midoi Reise she's Ne'emenes. Why Midoi Reise she's Ne'emenes? So she has a bori with a cheskes kashrus. So we see a lady meuberes. We know that she was mezana with someone. We don't know who. So Rabbi Gamliel believes her that she's nivalo lekosher. She has a bori with a cheskes kashrus. She has a bori with a cheskes kashrus. These are the words of Taisus and Ayin Hei Amud Beis. The shaila is, this helps beroiv ksheirim. Beroiv psulim, most of the people in the city are psulim, so why she's believed? She has a bori v'cheskas kashas against roiv psulim. Rube v'chazoke, rube odif. So why she's believed midai raisa? She's nivalo, we don't know to a kosher or to a posul, and is roiv psulim in the city. She has a bori v'cheskas kashas, but it's a roiv that she was nivalo leposul. So why she's believed? V'losh al pnei Yeshua, rube v'chazoke, rube odif. So we have to assume that mistome she was nivalo leposul. So why she's believed? We have two answers on this kasha we'll see in the Hemshech. One answer that Tesis maybe will answer on this is Keneged the Roiv Psulim. Rabban Gamliel holds that is a new chazoka that is called Chazoka Boidekes Umezano. Mistoma, when she was Mezana, she chosen with who to be Mezana. So Mistoma, she was Mezana with a kosher. And Lefir Aklolim, Lechur Rabbi Yeshua also has to hold like that if he holds me the Raisa in the Menes. This is what we're not so Gishmak. Again, we have Roy Psulim that she was Nival to Apostle. So why she's believed? Bori v'chazoker, Rabbi Rube v'chazoker, Rube Odif. So other we have a Bidekes u'mezano, like Tesis will say. We have to know how it works with everyone. Or, Bori v'chazoker wins even Roy Psulim. Chazanish says, Rube v'chazoker, Rube Odif is when you don't know. When a person has a Bori, he could win, Bori v'chazoker could win, Afilo akegen roiv psulim. Afilo akegen roiv psulim, bori v'chazoki could win. As I zog the Chazanish. So either way, Rabbi Gamliel holds she's ne'emenes. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that she's not ne'emenes. Again, b'tzur sadak dome, he be'etzem agrees to Rabbi Yeshua. Just he holds she's not ne'emenes, mitzad maile osu b'yuchsim. This is the way we're learning the sugya till now. Saying again, b'roiv ksherim etz gishmak, b'roiv psulim, It's not. We have to know what is the reason. Rabbi Gamliel holds she's ne'emenes to explain why she's not ne'emenes alibet Rabbi Yeshua. But the way we're learning the sugya till now is that midayraisa she's ne'emenes because she has a cheskas kashrus with the bori with bedekes and mezane. No, Rabbi Yeshua holds milo su biyuchsin and she's not ne'emenes. And Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold for milo su biyuchsin. I said in some cases you will need it. But there is a mezano. So we have to see in this case. So I have to know. Maybe. But that's the lechure, the tzus of the shmeis. Now we have a nazir gemara. Shvuya, a lady was nishba lebein umas ha'olam. Is mevur in the gemara a couple places in Shas that midayraisa she has a cheskas kashrus. Because the Gemara speaks out a lot of times why b'shvuya they will make el goy mesiach all different kulas b'shvuya ikilu. Because b'shad mi'ikar adin b'shvuya we may mi de'isho an cheskas kashas, so they will make el. The Moshe, one of the kulas that they will make el that eidechot could say that she's okay. You don't have to have two eidim to say that she's okay. So b'shvuya mi de'rabbanon they asked her. Even the midrashes she has a cheskas kashrus, but the midrabbanon, if a lady was nishba leben umas ha'olam, she's also. If a lady is nishba leben umas ha'olam, she's also. Midrabbanon, my lo asu biyuchsin, but they relied on eidechot. But they only rely now. Normally, b'kol ha'tirekula, when eidechot is believed, right, so we said two halachas. By us and our mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel is matir Rabbi Yeshua asers, and a shvuya lekula alma she's also. But Eidechot could help in a shvuya. Kol ha'tirekula, Eidechot helps. Shvuya also, they'll make it, even that maybe with their eyes, but shvuya ikilu. Every place, b'kol ha'tirekula, that Eidechot is believed, Baal Dover is also believed, right? Eidechot. The Isha says to her husband, she's not a nido. This is the case of Eidechot. A person, you come to eat by someone, he tells you the food is okay, Eidechot. Here, even if they believe Eidechot, they don't believe the lady herself. This is what they made in Shvuya. They make it that Eidechot could say that the Shvuya is okay, but the lady herself was not believed. These are the two groups of halachas that we had before we started the sugya. Da'ayinu, Rabbi Gamliel holds she's ne'emenes. Rabbi Gamliel holds she's ne'emenes. Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not ne'emenes. This is b'ra'um u'beres, u'um medaberes in our sugya. We have a sugya of shvuya lekula alma she's also midarabanon. They rely on eidechot, but they don't rely on the isha herself. After that comes, now we have to start our gemara. Meisvi. We'll read a few the gears that they have here in the gemara on the side, so that they sefte. Hoysa me'uberes. Omru lo mativa shelu barze. And she answers, Mishploini vekoyenu. Rab Lezer ve Rab Gamliel oimrim ne'emenes, zu eidus, shoyishok sheirolo. Here, it's not like shvuyo. Here, she herself is believed. This is the Pirush HaMiles, zu eidus, shoyishok sheirolo. She herself is believed. She's not like a shvuyo. Even though this would be the Masur Matan in the Gemara. But anyway, the Gemara adds words. But this is what the Gemara says: Zu eidus shoyisha ne'emenes lo. In a shvuya, Chazal don't rely on the isha. Here, Chazal rely on the isha, like we explained already. Rabbi Gamliel also knows that it's a bayav ma'ir asu biyuchsin. Just he holds that Chazal believed the isha to say that it's okay. Normally, Chazal said that it's not okay by shvuya, and here also, even with the raisa, it's okay. With the rabbanon, they need a bori. But here they relied on the isha. The Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Eino Ne'emenes. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, there's a Milo Subiyuchsin here, and she's also not Ne'emen by us. Omalem Rabbi Yeshua, Iyatem Moidim Beshvuyo Shenizbes, Veyeshlo Eidim Shenizbes, Veyemeres Tohira Nisheino Ne'emenes. Maishno, this is a Milo Subiyuchsin, and this is a Milo Subiyuchsin. Why, dear, you don't rely on her, and here you do rely on her? Omru lo aval ma, yefresh yesh bin zu lezu. Lezu yesh eidim, ve lezu ein lo eidim. Omru lo, lezu yesh eidim, shakreisa ben shineo. Omru lo, yroyev kichov im prutzim ba'arayesem. Omru lo, en apotropos la'arayes. Ba'met bo amorim, ve'lis isha begufo. Avad isha bebito, divra akul avlat shtuki. And the Gemara starts to explain Pirush Amilas. Maiko Omar Le'u Maiko Mehadr Le'u. Ochi Ka Omar Le'u. Hishavtonu ala meuberes, mate shiveinu ala medaberes. So we'll go shlav b'shlav. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer hold that she's believed, Bori v'chazoke, Chazal, believe her, that is no chisod of my loss to be yuchsi. And Rabbi Yeshua answers them, Mai shno mishvuyo? Mai shno mishvuyo? And the Gemara learns that Rabbi Gamliel answers, Hishavtonu ala meuberes, mate shiveinu ala medaberes. Loshon Rashi is veishver, tshuva gmura v'nitzachas. Your answer is so good, and meuberes it's stak et doime leshvuyo. Tshuva brura v'nitzachas. To some Rishonim learn that Rashi kilo learn that Rabbi Gamliel changed his mind. So in the Rishonim it can be, and the sugis is mashma Rabbi Gamliel state. And this is the reason the Rishonim will come to answer what Rabbi Gamliel answered. Aber hishavtonu tshuva, mate shiveinu ala medaberes. And here the kasha is, we can understand that Rabbi Yeshua wants to be medame shvuyo. He wants the medame shvuyo to meuberes. Aber lechure, they're not the same. Shvuyo, what is shvuyo? The goyim took her, and we assume that the goyim will me'anes her. Why we assume so? One takes away. A lady goes in the street, you think that the goyim will me'anes her? No. They take it, they grab it, they can do what they want. That's it. As I swore it, the goyim can do what they want. By us, the lady is meuberes. We know that she was mezane. We don't know with who. Ma'inyan shmita la'ar Sinai. What is the tzushta? Shvuyo, stam a lady, you don't think that goyim did this. Shvuyo, while the goyim grab her, so they could do what they want to her, so we assume that he did it. Now, if the goyim did it, she's passed to lekuhuna. Every goy passes a lady lekuhuna. So when Melech Hazal said, we choishes that she's passed to lekuhuna. Meuberes is under a shayle, with a kosher or with a posel. And I want to explain. And the Gemara is asking, Dr. Rashi, Hishavtonu tshuva nitzachas. There's no way to answer. And Taisa says, and what was the answer with Rabbi Gamliel? What was the answer? Bedekes and Mezan, we'll get soon. What is the answer for Rabbi Gamliel? Who said Bichol it's the same? Tshuva nitzachas? There's no tzushtel. Has to be that it's the same? Aleph. Beis. So what Rabbi Yeshua wanted to prove from there? So when you read the Gemara, you think Rabbi Yeshua wanted to prove that we see that Chazal don't believe in a Shvuyah, so they will not believe here also. Right? This is the Pashtus. As if they didn't believe there, they will not believe here. Maishna? It looks the same. And Rabbi Gamliel will have an answer that they do believe here. Why? Taisa says, Bedekes u'mezano. Taisa Rosh says, Rabbi Gamliel, Olim Leibori. We have to know what is the answers. As mevuer in the Ritva, we could ask this like a kash in a teres, and I want to go straight to the claw how the Ritva explains it. And we'll see it in a second in the whole tzus of the Shmais and the Gemara. The Ritva explains that the argument, and this is nogea to the Avon of the Suge, Tzvishin Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, was not, Be'ashkof Rishoino, if Bori is stark or Bori is not stark. We'll see later in the sheet in the Teis HaRosh. The argument was, is a musig of Maila also beyuchsin. Rabbi Yeshua told Rabban Gamliel, you made it to me that is a musig of Maila also beyuchsin. Why here you don't hold that is a musig of Maila also beyuchsin? Zog the Ritva, the Pshat is as say. What is Maila also beyuchsin? Every Isho Israelis has a cheskas kashas. Even though there's a Milos of Biyuchsin, we spoke about it a couple of times, a lady goes in the street, she leaves her house, she comes to another house, we don't say, okay, now, Milos of Biyuchsin, prove that nothing happened. Now, this lady also has a Cheskes Kashas. Arimidoi Raize, she has a Cheskes Kashas. So that lady that left her house and came to the other house, Midoi Raize is the same lady that was a Shvuyo, and is the same lady in Meuberes, she has a Cheskes Kashas. Midoi Raize is the same Cheskes Kashas. So what happened? Zog the Ritva mid the Rabbanon, they said, when is a drore and is a reyusel lefaneinu, the Milos of Yuchsin says, when is a drore and is a Milos of Yuchsin, what the drore says? The drore says, the koyach of the drore is that she loses her cheskas kashas. loses means, like we explained Alamol, she has to prove that she's kosher. It doesn't mean that we know that something bad happened. Same thing in Shvuyo. It's not that we know that something bad happened. She loses her cheskes kashrus, and calls man, she can't prove that she's kosher, she's a suffolk, and she can't marry a kohen. This is the yesod of Ma'ir HaSubiyuchsi. Rabbi Yeshua is coming to be medame, Azevi Shvuyo doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. Why Shvuyo doesn't have a cheskes kashrus? Because is raglaim ladovo, is a reyuse, that something happened. I'll be managing why I'm saying it so glow. Is a reyuse that something is happening. And Mu'uberes is also a reyuse. Something happened. This is the tzushtel. The Hainu. He came to ask him that the same reyuse that happened in Shvuyo happened here. The Mele de Bori will not help. Now that he's asking him the same thing, Bori doesn't help here. Maybe I'll explain myself a little bit more falondish. You could learn that the reyuses are equal. Just sog Rabbi Yeshua, so why this Bori helps and this Bori doesn't help? You said that Bori helps. We see that B'mokim Maile, Bori doesn't help. Rabbi Yeshua says, I know that B'mokim, that Bori never helps. And I'm just telling you, if you have the same reyus and deer, Bori will also not help deer. He's trying to medame the reyus. Not trying to say, I have a raya that B'mokim Maile, Subiyuchsin, Bori is not good. That I know that you also hold, Rabbi Gamliel. Just you hold that Mu'uberes is not such a starke reyus. I'm telling you that it's the same reyus. Where we see it? Well, Mamshech in the Gemara. Then we'll go back to the Rashi's. Omar lo, yishafton ala mu'uberes. Okay, we could hear in mu'uberes that it's a reyuse. Ma teshiveinu ala medaberes? And a medaberes is no reyuse. Medaberes is no reyuse. Omar lo, medaberes haynu shvuyo. Shvuyo also, we don't know that something happened. Zog de Ritva, it's kimat Chinese. The Gemara started. Look, what the Gemara started. Mu'uberes, Shvuyo is terrible because Yifatur did it. Okay, Shvuyo, Ainu Mu'uberes, because it mamish happened. He says, no, I'm speaking of Medaberes. He says, yeah, Medaberes is like Shvuyo. It also, I don't know that it happened. And he answered him, Reve v'kirchov yipruzim ba'arayas, and he says, En apotropos la'arayas. Avad, we'll explain Seder HaGemara. We'll explain Seder HaGemara. But what I want, Shlav b'shlav. The Gemara said that Shvuyo is Milo Subiyuchsin. He asked him for Mu'uberes, right? He asked him for Mu'uberes. Maishnomi Mu'uberes. Why Mu'uberes? You don't say Milo Subiyuchsin. So he tells him, listen, Mu'uberes. I know it's exactly like Shvuyo. They tell him, we understand that Mu'uberes is like Shvuyo. Aber mate shivei ala medaberes. Medaberes is a very schwache reyuse. So he tells him, no, medaberes is exactly like Shvuyo. So there you don't know that it happened. She says, yeah, but trevev kichovim, I know that it happens. She says, ein apotropos la'arayas. Aril chure, it's enough, after the Gemara fixed already the loshen, we didn't understand the ko'arilo, my ko'amrilo. The Gemara explains, very clear that Shvuyo, it's very bad. We understand Mu'uberes is the level of Shvuyo. Why? Mu'uberes is a beer. So the reyuse of Mu'uberes is equal to the reyuse of Shvuyo. Even then in Shvuyo we said mitzad echod. If she does it for sure, she's asur. And here we're not sure if she did it or not. Here she's not sure if she did it or not. But the Gemara is medame. Vail is a maise beer. Vail is a maise beer here. Vala Zamaisa Bia. So we mele, Vala Zamaisa Bia, we medame this Maisa Bia, we medame this Maisa Bia to Shvuyo. This is what the Gemara tried to say, the Tzushto. So he repeats himself again. No, but Medaberes is exactly like Shvuyo. Rashi says, both of them we know that happened. So he says, yeah, but I told you, Shvuyo it for sure happened. So he says, okay, in Apotropos La'arayas. Ari the lashon of the Gemara, it's enough that the Gemara first, but we didn't understand every word. The Gemara repeats it, and again, they're just going around and around. The Teretz is Zog Daritva Ein Zach. The noise of the Sugi is Reyuse. The Gemara was Medane the Reyuse of Shvuya to Meuberes. Meuberes is for sure Reyuse. Medaberes is no Reyuse. We don't know that it happened. So he answers him, if you're telling me that Medaberes doesn't have a Reyuse because I don't know that it happened, I don't see the Reyuse lefaneinu, Shvuya, you're right that Mistam made happen, but you don't have something clear in your hands to make the Reyuse. The Noise is not the name Monis. The Noise is how much is the Reyuse and the Cheskas Kashas. So the Gemara says Shvuya doesn't have a Cheskas Kashas. So Meuberes, it's very clear. Val, we know there was a Maisebia lefoneinu. So she did something. Bemele her Cheskas Kashas changed. Something happened. Aber Medaberes, we don't know for sure something happened. So he says, in that level, if you're telling me that Medaberes, you don't have a Reyuse because you didn't see something happen, Shvuya also didn't see something happen. What he answered him? Aber Reuf ab Akum Brutzim Barayis, it's Keilu that I saw. So what he answered him? Ein Apotropos Le'arayis. What is the answer, Ein Apotropos Le'arayis? What is the answer, Ein Apotropos Le'arayis? Without looking in Loshon Rashi, what he answered him? Ein apotropos la'arayis. What is the answer? Ein apotropos la'arayis. For sure she did it. Look in Rashi. Look in Rashi. Rashi says the opposite words. Ein apotropos la'arayis. Ein apotropos la'arayis. What zok Rashi? Zok Rashi. Ein apotropos la'arayis. Ein atim yicholim liyos la'apotropos le'mar lo'y nivalo. Why Rashi speaks beloshon lav? Ein ata yochel liyos apotropos le'mar lo'y nivalo. Rashi had to say mistam nivalo. But why to speak like this? Ein ata yochel le'mar lo'y ein apotropos la'arayis mistam. She did it. What is ein apotropos la'arayis? A person can't hold himself. Mistam. She did it. What is the words?
Ein apotropos la'arayis.
The answer is the answer is, and I want to ask you a question. Ein apotropos la'arayis is so stark. It's so stark. Ein apotropos la'arayis, and the same level of shvuyo that mistame the goyim did it. That mistame the goyim did it. The goyim mistame me'anes the lady. Ein apotropos la'arayis is the same mistame. I'm telling you for sure not. The goyim for sure did it. And here, for sure not. This is what Rabbi Gamliel will hold. What Rabbi Gamliel will hold? Okay, it could be a home, but that is Mazana also. The answer is, the noise is one noise. If the Cheskas Kashras is dear or is not dear. So he told him, and Nivalo, we understand, where is the Cheskas Kashras? It's broken. She did a Maise Bia. So, okay, what's with Medaberes? Tells him, Shvuya also, you didn't see that the Cheskas Kashras broke. Says, yeah, but I know for sure that the Goyim did it. So he says, here also, Ein Apotropos La'arayis says, you can't assume that for sure the Cheskas Kashras stayed. Cheskas Kashras says, for sure a person will not do it. Val Ein Apotropos La'arayis is no more for sure. Val is no more for sure, she doesn't have a Cheskas Kashras. You don't mean to say that Mistame she did it. We're not looking for a Mistame. And all these words are stated in the Ritva. The sugya is, we're not trying to say, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and I want to explain. The mistake, the balance mamash only bepshat tove. But the mistake in the avonah of the sugya is, I'm saying, we'll see later, maybe forget, eventually, it's given achroinim and rishonim that learn like that. So I don't say the word mistake. These things are not matzrich because mistome had happened. Milo Subiyuchsin didn't say, mistome, this lady is treif, so we need to kasher her. If she's treif, there's no borian and no chazok and garnished. We're only saying, Milo Subiyuchsin said, a isha that doesn't have a chazok that she's okay, she's missing a chazok. When Midaraisa is good, Midarabonan that the chazok is shaky, we need a biru. We need a starker biru. This is what is Milo Subiyuchsin. And it's no nafkemine. Now here's the point. Rav Nochem said it. He said, "Oh, sure, glory." I'm saying the point. It's no nafkemine how shvach she is, how bad she is. It's not musig if more bad and less bad. This is not negiah to us. If she's taking that neman, bari doesn't help. The lady with the rice stays becheskes kashrus. It's a scratch. A big scratch, a small scratch, it's the same thing. She has me the rice of cheskes kashrus. No boss, it's a reyuse. The lotion is a rishonim and achronim. It's a drore. Something here doesn't look good. So we tell her, when something doesn't look good, you have to prove that you're good. This is the ganze noise. So meuberes, like we saw in Amud Aleph, when we know that it's a maise bia, it's a reyuse lefaneinu. When we don't know that it's a maise bia, so and Gemara said, I understand, meuberes, you're right that there's a suffix what it is, but it's a reyuse. It's legoaf un shvuyo. Mata shiveinu ala medaberes, and medaberes, I never saw the reyuse. So you told him in shvuyo also I didn't see the reyuse. No, boss, you assume. So you also assume. So this is what he's answering him. You know what, you're right. But b'shvuyo, why is the reyuse? Because roif akum prutzim. So mele the chazok he broke. Ein apotropos la'arayis, the chazok also broke. It broke a lot, broke a little, doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Because the noise is not, mistome she did it. There's no mistome she did it. We're not going with a mistome that she did it. Because if it's a mistome that she did it, why a body will help? And there's no difference, we'll have to see later in the Chishboin, there's no difference a lot or a little. Because it's not the noise of the sugya. It's not the noise of the sugya. Milos Biyuchim said one thing. When Cheskaskashas is weak, you need a Nehemonis. And now, and it's not like it's something with Rabbi Yeshua. Everyone holds you need a Nehemonis and Bori doesn't help. When it's already weak, when it's a real drore. And Shvuyo we see that when it's a real drore, Bori is not enough. No, the teretz is, here Rabbi Gamliel holds that this drore doesn't break the cheskaskashas in that level that you will need a body. So Rabbi Gamliel tells him, Maishno mi Shvuyo, and this is what he's answering him. Shvuyo is like Muberes. So I said, okay, I understand it's like Muberes, but Lechura Medaberes is not like Shvuyo. So I said, why not? Shvuyo also, I didn't see what happened. He says, yeah, but Roiv Akum Prutzim. He says, but I hold Ein Apotropos La'arayis, while I hold Ein Apotropos La'arayis, B'mele, for me also, it's a Reyes Elefoneinu. This is, again, Behelem, that is a shail if she has a migu and the end of Apotropos takes off the migu. This is the modern Zah. Arilechura, this is Be'etzim the noise of the sugya. That if it's doimet to shvuyo, it's not doimet to shvuyo. We'll see later in Tesis that Be'etzim under this Gemara comes out of Sanu Gemara. That Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, if she would say, Loi Nivalti, she will be believed. So Mele Rabbi Yeshua says, it's Rabbi Gamliel Tainis, but it's a migu. So believer in a migu. And Rabbi Yeshua says there's no migu because Ein Apotropos La'arayis, she's scared to say it. We, in the second deval, we miss Alem from that, and when we learn the Gemara Rashi, we don't have a reason to say it. I'm saying, the Pshat Gemara, we have to come to the thesis, we have to know how to put it into the Masur Matan. But in Lashenis Rashi is Mevuer, Behelim, I'm saying now the Kashif for taste with the Migu. Maybe Rashi doesn't hold the Migu, maybe he holds Rashi, brings it down. That the noise is if we have a Reyesel Lefaneinu or we don't have a Reyesel Lefaneinu. And if we see in Rashi, I want to show you a couple more times that the Achronim are Miskashe, but this is what Rashi says. Start at the beginning of the Rashi. Zueidu Shoisho Atzmo Ksheiro Loimar Lekosher Nivalti. The Atzmo is like we said in the beginning of Shir. That Edecho for sure is believed. The Chidush is that even the Isho Atzmo. Eino Ne'emenes Li'inosu Lekoyen Omu Lo Yaval Hein Kma Avasor Ishtecho Uma Hefresh Yenzu Lezu Lezu Yesh Eidim Shenivalo The Kevon De Nishbes Leben Oivir Kichovim Vem Prutzim Be'arayes Ki'ilu Eidim Shenivalo Lezu En Eidim Shenivalo Shelo Yiro'u O'elo Medaberes Umigu Dibay Omu Lo Nivalti Ki Omu Nami Lekosho Nivalti Mehem What is the Pshat in this Rashi? What is the pshat in this Rashi? Rashi comes and explains what is the difference shvuyo. Rashi Be'etzim here is explaining the next Gemara. Why shvuyo is not like medaberes? So Rashi says lezu yesh eidim, the shvuyo. What is the eidim? Rashi doesn't say we know that she's a shvuyo. Shenivalo, shekevon shenishbes leben evkichovim vehem prutzim be'arayes ki'ilu eidim shenivalo. Velezu en eidim. Why lezu en eidim? Because I would not have a Rashi. I would say Pashut. Why Medaberes doesn't have Eidim? For two reasons. First, I don't know with who she did it. With a kosher or with a pasul. If Rashi learns, Lezuyash Eidim, the Pnei Yeshua says, it's Kilu Eidim that for sure it happened. If the Gemara understands that Lezuyash Eidim for sure it happened, so if it for sure happened, she's pasul. Lezu and Eidim, even if she did it, it's not sure with who she did it. Einzach. Rashi doesn't want to say it. So Rashi says, she has a migu. This is the ganze chiluk. Here we know for sure she did it, and here you know this lady has a migu. It's lo mitchaber. Yeshua frek de kasha. The answer is, like we're saying, the discussion is not if she's also a muta. Lezu yesh eidim shevadai nivalo. The Pnei Yeshua frek the kasha. If it's eidim shenivalo, so why eidechot is neman to say that she's kosher? Eidechot against eidim and not neman. The halacha is if she has a pesha osar, shvuyo v'toiro, she's neman. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, pesha osar neged eidim. Rashi, look at Rashi, how Rashi said it. Kulonu eidim shenivalo. What is it? It's not anansadi shenivalo. There's no anansadi shenivalo. If it's anansadi shenivalo b'shvuyo, she's also midai raise. Eidechot will not help. What is this kulonu eidim shenivalo? Now, what should I say? Kulonu eidim shenivalo. What is it? Could be some Rashi one time likes to say anansadi. When he's in Ksuvis, he likes to say kulonu eidim. But if we're going that Rashi's words are bedafka, lezu yesh eidim, normally the Gemara would say anansadi, the goyim, mistame did it. Kulonu eidim shenivalo. Rashi says, when a lady is kidnapped, everyone thinks that this is what happened. The Hainu, the Reyu says here, not anansadi that they did it. If it's anansadi that they did it, there's no neemonis. The answer is, we're not trying to say that she did it. If she did it, we will not be neemon. We're trying to say that we have a Reyu selefaneinu. Something is the Hainu. She was Becheskes Kashres. Kulonu Eidim Shenivalo. All of us think that Lemaisa was a beer here now. So Bemele, we need a Neemonis. Velezu en Eidim. Why she doesn't have Eidim? Are she said if she did it. Aye, we don't know if it's a kosher apostle. But if she did it, she doesn't have a Cheskes Kashres. Zot Rashi, but she said that she did it when she has a migu. But Rashi learns that Be'etzem, the Medaberes, also we know that she did it. She said that she did it. Says the Reyes Telefoneinu. So Rashi, but she has a migu. Miman, I want to explain. Miman Efshach. If we have a Sofek, if it's a kosher apostle, it's not the same. Here we know she did it with apostle. Here we're not sure with who she did it. What is the Tzushta? And Rashi explains, no, we know that she did it. But it's a Sofek, it's a kosher apostle. The answer is, if the Medaberes did it, the Hainu. If Ein Aputropus Learayes, so we assume that she did it, and she doesn't have the Migu, or she doesn't want to say a Migu, so she's like a Shvuyo. In Shvuyo, Rashi started Kulonu Eidim Shenivalo, and she's an apostle. And these words the Ritva says. We have a Ritva. The Ritva says, what happens by us? One word the Ritva says. Hishavtonu ala meuberes. Shavzu hurachis omar le medaberes haynu shvuyo. Shavzu hurachis koso destire heore vepesach leznus. She walked into the room, it's already a pesach leznus. But he asked him, maishno mishvuyo? Shvuyo, it's for sure. Yeah, but the Ritva says the words hurach es koso. Not avzu, for sure she did it. The noise is not if she did it or she didn't do it. It's only hurach es koso leznus. I'm like a meforish maikum hadale. Ein apotropos lekamon meforish leva. Beidus yishogufo kileim ala achshir es atzmo lekeuno. Tolem azakin lebenim ala leposu. Michael Amalu, Kalema, Michael Amalu, the Kamahadal, you, Rev, Kihobin Putsin Barais, Kalema, Chuvi, Zuel Mashomo, and Afnazuya Shadim, Elohopos, Godman Zedek, Hazin in Isabro, Shafton al Muberes, Chuva Gmura Benitzahas, Medaberes Ainu Shvuyo, Mamedaberes Ainlo Aidim, Af Shvuyo Ainlo Aidim Bebeilo, Vatemachziki Moiso Kinivolo? Again, Rashi explains. About it, that it's different reuses. But he told him, but if there's no reus lefoneinu, so what is the difference? Prutzim ba'arayis ve'ovadai nivalo. Ein apotropos la'arayis, ein atem yocholim liyos la'apotropos le'im aloi nivalti. So again, Imam Shmidu Rashi, one after Rashi. And the first Rashi says, vadai nivalo. And then Medaberes, he says, you can't say that not. Here's the chiluk. Here's vada nivalo, and here's vada not vada nivalo. So toch kiri dibu. The answer is again. I want to make it very simple, very simple. It answers all the kashas that we'll see later in the sugya. About the simple nekude of the sugya is beetzem that if we need to be madgish, if we need a sibe to aser the lady, the Gemara will never get to the level that Shvuyo and Mu'uberes is the Zel Bezach. Shvuyo and Mu'uberes will never be the Zel Bezach. Alamol will be a chiluk in between them. Alamol will be a chiluk. Alamol will be a chiluk. But if the answer of the sugya is that it's a musig of cheskas kashrus, and when it's a reyus in the cheskas kashrus, b'meile you're not neemon. And again, and the yisoid machleikus is frek teisus, frek the teisarosh. What Rabban Gamliel will hold, and here we will see taket that is two mehalchim. We'll have in a second the mehalach of teisus. Rabban Gamliel holds b'idekis u'mezana. Rabbi Gamliel holds us by Dekes u'Mezano brings back Mu'uberes different, and the Teisarosh doesn't have an answer. Teisarosh says, so what is the difference? Lechu Mu'uberes and Shvuyo is the same. And Teisarosh says, it's a Yosef of Rabbi Gamliel, Olim Leibori. We have to know why in Shvuyo is no Olim Leibori. But that Be'etzem is no Chiluk. Frek di Gemore, I just want to be madgish. The typically, the Hosom Roy Psuli Metzlo, the Ocho Roy Ksheiri Metzlo. What is the kash of the Gemara? B'shvuyo is roiv psulim. Here is roiv ksheirim. So now this kash of the Gemara, lulei Rashi, it's a poshte Gemara. Lulei Rashi, it's a poshte Gemara. What is the Gemara's kash? Here is roiv psulim. So for sure, is a reason to ask her. Here, even that she did it, is roiv ksheirim. Even that she did it, it's Reib Ksheirim. So Mele, it's not Doime. As a Raya, the man, the Machshir, Afilu Boreib Sulim, the man, Posel, Boreib Sulim. Zogin, all of the Rishoinim, and all of the Achroinim, Rashi made a whole shtickle tear out of this Gemara. Look good in the Rashi inside. V'teipuklei, l'Rabbi Yeshua Porich, Nehina mide'ein apotropos la'arayes, teipuklei deloidomi le'shvuyo, hosom Reib Psulim. I want to ask you a kasha. Yes, a starke kasha. See the Rashi? Rashi is explaining the kasha. What you asking me from Shvuyah and our sugya? Shvuyah, forget about all of the problems. It's Roy Psulim. So it mistome happened with Roy Psulim. Here is Roy Psheir. I can ask the kasha right away, but I don't want to ask the kasha. I want to ask first to stick to the Duke of Rashi. First of all, we know that the whole time that Shvuyah is Roy Psulim. But with Shvuyah, we don't know that it happened. Here she says that it happened. The Shaila with who? This is the whole Tushtal the whole time. What the Gemara wants. About it, here is Roy Psulim, here is Roy Ksheirim. But here it for sure happened, and there we don't know that it happened. But I'm leaving that Kasha. But look how Rashi explains the Kasha. If I would be the Rashi, Kipshuta. So what do you want? Shvuyah is Roy Psulim, here is Roy Ksheirim. Rashi says the kasha is only on Rabbi Yeshua and Medaberes. The kasha is only on Rabbi Yeshua and Medaberes. Only on Medaberes the kasha is. Rabbi Yeshua said, "But Medaberes she's also because ein apotropos la'arayes." But it's Roif Ksheirim. Why Rashi didn't explain the kasha even on Mu'uberes? Even in Mu'beres. You told me that Mu'beres has to be also like Shvuya. No, no. Mu'beres is Roiv Ksheirim. Shvuya is Roiv Psulim. What is the Pshat in this Rashi? What is the Pshat in this Rashi? V'teipugle, Rabbi Yeshua Porich. Tesis is Choylik and Rashi. Nehi nami de'ein apotropus le'arayes. State in Rashi in these words. Mu'beres is doina le'shvuyo, even that shvuyo is Roiv Psulim and Mu'beres is Roiv Ksheirim. The Gemara would never ask a kasha, zogt Rashi. And medaberes, that be'etzem she didn't do it. It's only ein apotropus le'arayes. If it's Roiv Ksheirim, it's not equal to Shvuyo. Shalom, what is the difference? Why Mu'beres is not a kasha? What? Mu'beres? Mu'beres is muter shvuya is also. Frag Rabbi Yeshua, what is the difference? Answer Rabbi Yeshua, shvuya is roiv psulim, Mu'beres is roiv ksheirim. State in Rashi, it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Only by medaberes, that ain't apotropos le'arayes. So state in Rashi, klar. On the avon here, state in Rashi that the level of the reus and muberes is strong enough even by roiv ksheirim. And why? Because the answer is if she did it, she doesn't have a chazak anymore. So what if it's roiv ksheirim? But she did it. So what if it's roiv ksheirim? But she did it. She did it. It's roiv ksheirim. She did it. When someone does something, she doesn't have a chazkas kashrus. So shvuya has a bigger level. It's roiv psulim. Ma echpatli. Only when ein apotropos le'arayes looked Rashi, we don't know really she did it. We assume that she did it. And even if we assume that she did it, maybe she did it with a kosher, but maybe it's not a chisor. Again, we have to understand that. Even on Teres. But to be left that in Rashi state that the kasher is only on the second part of Rabbi Yeshua. Ki'ilu. And the first chelik of Rabbi Yeshua state in Rashi, there is no difference if here it's Roiv Psulim or it's Roiv Ksheirim. As they state in Rashi. Lama zan de teisvis. Hishavton ala meuberes. Pirush, ledidan niche de isho mezano boidekes u mezano. Veloi domi leshvuyo. Elo ledidoch de les lachar svore teinach meuberes av medaberes afilo dvorecho yesh hefresh. De lezu yesh eidim velezu en eidim. This first line in Teisves needs a pshat. And Rabbi Seinu Nechleku, how to learn the Teisves. Again, b'pshat. Rabban Gamliel holds, she's ne'emenes afilu b'me'uberes. Frektem Rabbi Yeshua, shvuyo and me'uberes are the same. Shvuyo and me'uberes are the same. We need an answer to Rabban Gamliel. We need an answer to Rabban Gamliel. Then Rabban Gamliel asks him a kasha from Medaberes, and he says, Rabbi Yeshua says, it's the same, ein apotropos le'arayes. We also need an answer to Rabban Gamliel. Teisus now is busy answering the first part. Rabbi Yeshua asked a good kasha in Rabban Gamliel. What is the answer to Rabban Gamliel? Maishnami be'uberes? Lulea Teisus, Rabban Gamliel doesn't hold that it's the same. We explain, we learn the Pshat HaGemore, that Vaisa is that it's not an option. Vaisa is in the Rishonim that it's not an option. So Rashi said, Shuvah Nitzachas, Teisus comes to say an answer. And here is a Vikuach, and I want to explain. Teisus answers, Pirush ledidan nicho, de isho mezano, boidekes u mezano, veloidomi leshvuyo. What Teisus is saying? What Teisus is saying? So I want to be masbirt, it's two drochim how to learn. The Chazanish learns, and his thumb is the MS Pshat. I will explain, maybe I'll give a Akdome. Teisus comes to answer Rabban Gamliel. Alright, what Teisus is coming to answer? What is bothering him in Rabban Gamliel that he's coming to answer? What is bothering him? I want to give you two options what could bother him in Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua said, good, Maishno Mishvuyo. This is the Sugya. Maishno Mishvuyo. Shvuyo Chazal made a gzeire, so why Mu'beres not to make a gzeire? The Shmaisim Rabbi Kiva Eger say is a bigger problem. You matter afilu beroyf psulim. How you matter beroyf psulim? Rube bechazoker, rube odif. How Rabban Gamliel says that muberes is okay beroyf psulim. Not only what you're answering Rabbi Yeshua. Tesis is holding in a higher place. What is the real pshat in Rabban Gamliel? Why lemaisa she's believed? Why lemaisa she's believed? Dainu, we have a double problem in Rabban Gamliel. I want to explain. We have a double problem. Problem one is Rabbi Yeshua told him, "Chotch make a gzeira azei vishvuyo." But we have a real problem. But Rabban Gamliel, if you marshe b'roi psulim, it's nish ois gealt nal pi aloche. Tesis is really coming to answer a bigger problem. Could be that when you will answer the bigger problem, the small problem will be taken care of by the Hagav. So I want to start. The Chazanish learns nay. Tesis never had a problem. Bori v'chazoke works against roi psulim. You don't have to come to Shtiklach Teire. Bori v'chazoke works against roi psulim. The only thing that was bothering Tesis is what? Aba maishna mishvuyo. And what he answered? Is a b'idekes u'mezana. Is b'idekes u'mezana. So kilu, what does b'idekes u'mezana helps? What b'idekes u'mezana helps? The mistoma she did it with a kosher. So it's so stark that it's no reyusa. We explain, when it's a reyusa, you need help. But the b'idekes u'mezana says that mistoma, are b'roiv k'sheirim, it's not enough for Rabbi Yeshua. But the b'idekes u'mezana is so stark that it's not doim et shvuyo. And if you have not, Rabbi Nachman said, the lotion of Tesis is mitzuchzach. Look at Tesis. Pirush le didan nicho de isho mezano boidekes u mezano ve lo idomi le shvuyo. But man, this is the reason that it's lo idomi le shvuyo. The Ainu, I want to explain. The Ganser, we will ask in a second, kashas on boidekes u mezano. So we will have kashas. The Etzem, it's exactly like a shvuyo. Just we have a boidekes u mezano, so it's not the same. Simple. The Shmaisa learned that Tesis is coming first to answer the real problem of the sugya. What is the real problem of the sugya? Why she's believed against the roiv? And what is the answer of Tesis? Why she's believed? Tesis came to answer the real problem. Why she's believed? So what is the answer? Isha b'dekes u'mezano. Frek the Shmaisa. I have two kashas. So why lefi Rabbi Gamliel she's believed today? B'dekes u'mezano. And Gan Shas, we said, time with the Rabban Gamliel is Bori v'shemo, Bori Odif. You're telling me now that Rabban Gamliel has a new reason, B'dekes u'mezano. And I want to explain to you. You're right, that only in Muberes you have to come to that. But after you come to B'dekes u'mezano, so now when she's not Muberes, Medaberes. But even if she did it, she's B'dekes u'mezano. So today you don't have no Gemara, Ali, Frank, the Shmaise. Shmaise, Beg, Peritas, Vov. Again, Tesis needed by Dekes and Mezano because he had a Kasha, Beroiv, Psulim, why she's believed. So he had to answer that as a new by Dekes and Mezano. Avada, it took care of Shvuya also. But Tesis came to take care of the main problem. Zog the Shmaise, I have two Kashas on my Pshat. If Tesis came to take care of the main problem, so today, Lefi Rabban Gamliel, she's believed by Dekes and Mezano. Kilo, what Tesis says, if you read like the Shmaise. So Rabban Gamliel, I'm bichlal out of this whole story. I'm b'dekes u'mezano, I'm not doim et shvuyo. I have new chazokes. You think that it's a bori, like a shvuyo, so you're asking me, this is the same. I'm bichlal outside. Why I'm outside? Not because I'm coming to answer you in the chiluk. I bichlal have a different thing, because on them, I don't have pshat in the sugya. Shh. On them, I don't have pshat in the sugya. Frank the Shmaise, sa'ikah chosam in a sefer? One kasha. Frek the Shmaisa, better kasha. Maybe you see a lady muberes. How you become muberes? You have to do a beer with someone, right? Maybe the guy was ma'aneser. Maybe the guy was ma'aneser.